Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about the Xiaomi Mi Mix 2, which is a smartphone that has almost no bezels. It's an almost all-screen smartphone. It's also one of the most expensive smartphones Xiaomi has launched in India. So this could be considered Xiaomi's play in the premium high-end segment. And to talk about this smartphone, we have our editor-in-chief, that's Kunal Dua.
Hello.
And we also have our games editor, Rishi Albani.
Good morning, people.
And I'm your host, Pranay Parab. So, Kunal, I believe you are the one who has the phone right now. So, what are your first impressions of it? Is it as good looking as it looks in their press shots?
It is. I mean, if you talk about looks, right? I mean, it's definitely a very good looking phone. And the fact that it has no bezels on the sides practically and very less bezels at the top and bottom, it does definitely give it a very distinctive look. I mean, and this is the successor to the phone that started this whole bezel-less trend from last year. So Mi Mix was the original phone that we saw, the first phone that we saw with such a design. And but that was more of a concept phone. I don't know how many units, if any, that Xiaomi sold. But now this is the one they're really going mainstream with this particular design. And like we were discussing earlier, right, this is like the first premium smartphone that Xiaomi has launched in India as well. So I think that's quite a change for a company that even at the launch event and we had a pre-launch briefing, Xiaomi was saying, you know, that we are known as the Redmi company, like, you know, the company that makes Redmi phones. And obviously everybody knows that Redmi phones are like budget phones. So this is their way of kind of changing that and taking on the likes of OnePlus 5 directly. And so it'll be interesting to see how the market reacts to this particular device.
Yeah, because the pricing seems to be, I mean, directly squarely in the line of what the OnePlus 5 has and even some of Honor's own devices. But at the same time, do they see this as moving to target flagships alone, or do they still see themselves continuing with the Redmi? What's the approach there?
I think as far as India is concerned, a lot will depend on the response to this device, because I don't think Xiaomi officially ever said this, but I'm pretty sure they were really disappointed with how the Mi 5 went, and which is why there has been such a long gap between that device and now this device. And in fact, the Mi 6 famously never made it to India. So I think if I remember correctly, the Mi 5 launched just before the OnePlus 5, or the OnePlus 3 rather.
Yeah, launched before the OnePlus.
OnePlus 3, yeah. So I think they kind of got, if I remember correctly, OnePlus 3 kind of undercut them on pricing and then kind of took that price segment away completely. So it's taken Xiaomi a little bit of time to regroup and figure out what's their premium strategy going to be. And I believe now they're trying to offer design as a differentiator, okay, that, you know, if we're going to be charging a certain amount of money, that's a lot more than what we charge for our budget Redmi devices, we should have something that's really eye-catching. And this device is, I mean, eye-catching for sure. I mean, if you want something to flaunt at a particular price, this one definitely ticks all the right boxes in that sense.
Interesting. One of the known concerns that people have had with the Mix 2, at least those who've had it all year, is the front-facing camera, which is on the bottom right. Have you tried taking selfies with it? Is it odd? Because a lot of people have said the camera angle is super weird with that.
So I tested it very briefly. I'm not majorly into selfies, but I very briefly tested it and I found it to be okay. I mean, you obviously have to hold the phone a little bit higher, but I think isn't what everybody does it in any case, because they don't want their double chin showing. So I think everybody just takes the phone high up in any case. So I think, I'm guessing it'll be fine, but I think when I test more and when we hear more feedback from users, I think we'll know better. But I personally, I mean, that didn't bother me a lot really.
Yeah, I think you can just flip it around, right, to get that higher angle selfie.
Yeah, that's what they're asking people to do as well.
Yeah, so in fact, when you fire up the camera for the first time, you switch to the selfie camera for the first time, it says that, you know, you shift the phone to landscape mode for better photos. So I mean, but even without that, even holding the phone in portrait mode, I the angle was not weird for me.
Nice. But on the topic of cameras and selfies and all things software, what's Mia UI like? Is it similar to what it is on the other devices, or is there something different? I mean, if someone's coming from a Redmi Note 4, for example, can they expect the same user experience, or is there something different this time around?
It's largely the same. I mean, I haven't noticed any. I've been using this as my primary phone for less than 24 hours now, so I'll probably have a few more thoughts in time for a review. But so far, it's pretty similar to what I've seen on other phones. And I think if you're coming from a budget Redmi device, it'll be more of the same. If you're a fan, I think you'll like this as well. And
Kunal, I want to know more about the build quality of the phone. Like, does it feel as good to hold as, say, the Samsung Galaxy S8 would? Or are there any compromises on that front?
No, it feels really good. So the back here is ceramic. So there is and the edge is aluminium. So the back is really nice to hold. The edges are really solid as well. But the one thing which may bother a few people is that the back, as you would expect, is like a huge fingerprint magnet. So like you use it, you just even hold it in your hands and there'll be like a bunch of fingerprints at the back. So it's a nice glossy finish, but yeah, that's the price you pay. And there's also this fingerprint scanner at the back, which I'm not a huge fan of, but so far it's been just at the right spot for my hands at least. So when I'm picking up the phone, it's there at the back, and my index finger is like right there. So far it's not been as big a problem as I thought it would be. But I think another thing is that because there is no forehead on this phone, so as to say. So the previous one, if you remember, actually had nothing at the top, not even the earpiece. I think they had put it in the screen. But what they've done now is they managed to put in a tiny earpiece right above the screen. If you look really carefully and you have to like look, you'll be able to spot it now.
Mm.
And I believe there were some people who had reported issues with the placement of the or the performance of the previous earpiece. So I haven't made a lot of calls with this yet. So we'll see. Again, probably you should watch out for the details in the review, how this performs in the real world. So we'll see. And obviously, as you know, the front camera, as we discussed, is at the bottom, and the speakers are at the bottom as well. And they're a little bit underwhelming because there's just one speaker at the bottom here, and the performance. I watched a couple of videos. The performance hasn't been great, but yeah, I think that's the price you pay for some of the compromises that have been made to make this design possible.
Yeah, at this point, we should point out that the original Mi Mix was, I think, initially billed as a prototype phone. So, I mean, all these issues that you mentioned, whatever people had problems with the earpiece and not having good call quality on that, was probably because of that. Like, I think this was Xiaomi just trying to experiment and see how far they can push this all-screen design and like get a good phone experience out of it. And maybe the learnings they got from that, they used in this so that, you know, this phone is no longer a prototype. It's a final product, something that will get your basic work done. And by and large, like we've been seeing a lot of all-screen phones coming in, many of them have some compromise or the other. So for the Mi Mix right now, I would still say that the front camera being at the bottom is a bit of a compromise. Similarly, we've seen the iPhone X having that infamous notch at the top, and the Samsung Galaxy S8.
What do you guys think of that? Like, would you rather have this have that notch, or would you rather have this camera at the bottom? Both of you.
I don't know. I mean, regardless how you cut it, I still think the camera on the bottom is better than the notch. But I mean, if you also look at it from a pure Android point of view, it seems that the lack of a headphone jack is quite amusing, all things considered.
Mm.
More than to me, that's a bigger gaffe than a notch or the camera at the bottom. I think the lack of a headphone jack at this price point is a little discomforting.
Is it? I mean, if this is a premium phone, I mean, this is their flagship phone, so as to say. So are we really now still talking about flagships not having a headphone jack in 2017?
Yeah, because in that price range, all other flagships in that price range also have a headphone jack, right? So, I mean, that's when a consumer goes in and they compare the OnePlus 5 or whatever else Honor has, they have 3.5 mm jacks. So I still think that's a point of amusement. But by and large, yeah, I mean, I still think they nailed the design that aside.
No, but I don't like this front camera at all because it's in one corner in the bottom. I think you look at any phone, the selfie camera will be somewhere close to the center at the top. And for me, more than the angle, the fact that the camera is on one corner of the phone, that makes a big difference. It always means that you have to hold the phone with maybe your left hand. If you hold it with your right hand to click a selfie, your palm may get in the way or your thumb may be on that portion of the screen. So it could get in the way. So I don't think this is a great compromise the way they've done it. So for that thing alone, I'd probably say that the notch is going to be less of a problem for people until like, you know, they start using certain apps and they want to watch videos and all and it'll get in the way. So overall, I say that in a day-to-day experience, if you click a lot of pictures, click a lot of selfies, then, you know, this Mi Mix 2 may be a bit of a problem, especially if you have this habit of holding the phone from the bottom right corner a bit. But, you know, the iPhone 10 by and large wouldn't get in your way. But then watching videos will probably be a lot better on the Mi Mix 2 simply because, you know, the notch isn't getting in the way of the video.
So long story short, Pranay, it seems that you take a lot of selfies.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, same here. You're alone on this one, Pranay. I mean, in this group at least.
It's okay.
Pranay is a selfie expert, man. So, I mean, yeah, we should just leave it at that.
Yeah, let's avoid marketing taglines.
But yeah, jokes aside, Kunal, right now the phone's available on I think Flipkart and the Mi Store. Does Xiaomi have plans to expand availability, or is it going to be limited to these two for now?
So I believe it's going. There is going to be a preview sale next week on Flipkart and Mi.com. And sometime in early November, I believe the first week of November is when the phone becomes, there's a general availability across all the offline retail partners that Xiaomi has and via its own Xiaomi Home or Mi Home, whatever their stores are called. And so yeah, that's about it. So the Flipkart and Mi.com online, there's going to be a preview sale next week. So I don't know how many units will actually be up for sale, but general availability where you can just buy is going to be in November.
So that's interesting because if you know, I mean, if you compare it to how they've been with their previous devices, granted, yes, the price points and positioning make a big difference. But with their previous devices, it was online exclusive for a long time before actually trickling down to stores. Is this something that they're doing on the basis of their learnings on past devices? Is this something they're doing because that's where they see the market going? What's the logic towards getting it under offline retail sooner than their past devices? Did they shed any light on that?
I believe there are a couple of reasons for that. A, they've been betting. I mean, if you've noticed, there's this entire trend where they've been betting big on offline as well. So I think they're gone are the days when Xiaomi was an offline only or even an offline first an online only or an online online first company. And now they know that you know, to really get out there in India, you need to have your products available via you know, offline stores as well. And they have not only have they tied up with third party you know, retailers, they've been opening their own stores, and now I believe they're opening one this week in Bombay as well. So this is something that has been part of their strategy to go out there, go and sell directly to people wherever they can. So that is one. And B, I believe this is a device where they know that it will sell a lot better when people can actually see it and experience it. I mean, sure, it makes for a great press shot, but there is nothing like seeing this and holding this device in your hand and actually experiencing that edge-to-edge screen. And so in that sense, this device, more than any, you need to really experience it. And finally, the price tag as well, right? I mean, if you're spending this kind of money, you want to be able to see the device before you buy. So especially a device, like I said, which is as visually, you know, good looking as this one. So I believe it's a combination of all those factors.
Yeah, but I mean, because this is the worrying thing, right? Because if I'm not mistaken, when Google launched the Pixel 2, they said the reason for their high pricing was the fact that they went deeper in terms of distribution, trying to get it both online and offline. Do you see, could this also lead to higher prices on Xiaomi phones going forward?
It depends, I think, because they've also done in the past where they've had different models offline. Like there have been a couple of instances where they have launched slightly different variants of a phone with like one spec, maybe the RAM or something will vary, and the price tag is a little bit higher. So it's always a challenge when companies are present both offline and online on how you keep the one channel from cannibalizing the other. Because I mean, there's going to be another e-commerce, another set of e-commerce sales next week. So will what will flip? What will the offline retailers do? When let's say if Xiaomi's phones are being sold at 2,000-3,000 discount, what will the offline guys also match those prices? Maybe not. So I think it's always a challenge to balance that. And it's I think too early to tell what Xiaomi's strategy is going to be. This is something we need to wait and watch. And like I said, I mean, they've done in the past where they've had different models. Maybe they will see more of that. You vary one particular spec and they call it a prime or this or that. So they've done that in the past for offline only models. And let's see if they continue with something like that.
So my worry with this phone is that Xiaomi may have jumped to a very high price very soon. Because if you remember the way OnePlus did it, they launched the OnePlus One, which was somewhere in the sub 20,000 price segment. And then they slowly bumped up the price with each subsequent release till the point where they reached a 33,000 and a 38,000 price point with the OnePlus 5. Now, Xiaomi is primarily present in the sub 20,000 price bracket. Even like sub 15,000 would be like where it's at its strongest. So going from there directly to more than double the price may be a bit of a risk and something that people may not really be willing to, take that chance and give this phone a shot.
I think a lot of it also has to do with the way the Android segment of the smartphone market is, because if you look at the mid-range, look at the areas for growth, right? The mid-range is already more or less saturated. The low end is more or less saturated. And they're already dominated by a lot of other players, right? You already have Motorola, you have Micromax, you have Zolo, you have all these guys conquering or having a good chunk of that segment. So the question is, where else are you going to find growth? And the only other option, it seems, for a lot of these guys seems to be the high end. So I think for those of us who are expecting prices to stay the same or are expecting them to remain constant, that's definitely going to change. And we're already seeing it. We've seen it with the OnePlus 5's pricing and we're seeing it here. So I think it's just the way the market's headed.
Yeah, I think what has been happening is that the people who are going to buy this phone are not going to be the traditional Xiaomi audience, right? So there, where you said Xiaomi really dominates in the rupees 15,000 category, and that's correct. I mean, that's pretty much that market almost entirely belongs to Xiaomi in terms of the number of models and how popular they are. So, but what they are now looking to do is, okay, where can we grow, right? And they've seen that OnePlus 5 has done well. The Honor 8 Pro has really done well in that price segment as well. So it's a little bit higher than, let's say, the Honor 8 Pro. But, and yeah, I believe the pricing could have been a little bit lower. I was surprised that it's 35999, right? So probably a 34999 and putting that under that 35,000 mark would have been more prudent. But maybe that's where that offline margin that Rishi was talking about has come in, and there has been, if it was just online only, maybe would have seen lower price. Who knows? But I think they have to experiment with this, and I believe it's still an experiment for them in India to see how this kind of a device does, because they have been a little wary of launching a premium device in India since the way Mi 5 was received, and so that this is their way of like dipping their toes into the market, that end of the market again, and seeing how the market responds. And based on how things go, they're going to tweak their strategy accordingly.
Yeah, I would have definitely liked to see some kind of a sweetener in this, like a freebie, maybe some other Xiaomi accessory to go with this, so that people have yet another incentive to buy a phone. If I'm not mistaken, pretty much every flagship brand these days does something or the other like that. So when it comes to the iPhones, you get even on launch day, you get a cashback with certain credit cards if you pre-order it. Then with Samsung, they have been known to do this where they like throw in a Gear VR or some other accessory for free for those who pre-order the phone.
No, but to be fair, they are like much higher price, right? And I don't like OnePlus 5 and all these, the Honors, they might have some inaugural day discount, which doesn't amount to a lot. But these big offers that you're talking about are at flagships and that are at much higher prices.
Personally, I agree with Kunal on this one. I think the price is a sweetener enough, because if you look at competing phones, fine. If you leave aside, as Kunal said, the OnePlus and Honor, everything else is exponentially more expensive. So I still think the price itself is sweetener enough, and the fact that you get a design that's, well, right now I think one of the best on the market. Yeah, I mean, it seems fair. It's a fair trade-off in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, so any other thoughts on this phone that either of you want to share?
Well, I guess after sales will be fun to see. If you guys remember when in the early days, Xiaomi was on the receiving end of a lot of, hate for their after sales. So it'll be interesting to see how they manage this one with a premium product.
Yeah.
And what's their what are they doing with the retail box? Because we didn't get a retail box of this. We just got the unit. Xiaomi, if I'm not wrong, they don't bundle earphones with their phones, right?
No, they don't.
So I don't know what they're doing with this. Since it has a Type-C port only, if they're not going to give people a headphone with this as well, so they need to buy one. And I know they're launching their ones which are priced at 299. So do I need to spend 299 just to use headphones with this, or what's the scene there?
So with each retail box, you get a Mi Mix hard case, a power adapter, a USB Type-C cable, and a Type-C to 3.5mm headphone jack adapter, and the phone, obviously. So you don't get headphones, but you get the adapter for your headphones or earphones. So
I suppose that's all we have for this episode of Orbital, and we will see you with another episode next week. As always, don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram at Gadgets360. And if you have any more questions, comments, and feedback, then you can write to us at podcast@gadgets360.com. If you like the podcast, don't forget to rate us on iTunes. Your ratings do help us a lot. And once again, thank you so much for listening.